What do the words mean? I'm asking Hashem, I have to learn the Ramah. What do these words mean? Sham Hashem im yirtze. I'm asking a question. What do the words mean? So the assumption is, it's a kula, that if you want to do what you otherwise could not do, if you're a Meshamesh, then it's okay. Think of Rabbi Akiva Eger. Rabbi Akiva Eger. Serving, right. Take a look. The Taz, if Kodan Dalit says, right, you can be the Hachas Chosen Derech Arzenu. All right, you can take them. Can you eat anything there? Pash does not. He said you can't even walk in. But if you're going to be a Shushman interfering, you're allowed to walk in. Okay. So the Taz says, in fact, Sivkot and Dalit. Lo etiru el hachas achos and tachas achupo. Avaloli konus lechol al sudas achasa. No, you can't do that. Da filu b'mas yosu v'yisoma lo etiru lechol b'suda. Im lo b'derach shim lo yiyah sham yispat la mais. We'll get to that. We spoke about it already yesterday. V'vayi l'mas yisoma habi kimo avia. U'tfei avi mistabo lahatam yosu machas achos tachas achupo. Ken yoli. Shalom kiktsa shenog in the hokal bazer. Once I'm an interfere, I can already eat. No, says the Bukhi Vega. Who would base Lechem Yehuda Kosa, that I'm in with Poland, Shoshoshvin and Hochem Gam Lechol, Ela de Betchila, catch us now, Mishamshin Ktsas. What does that mean? Take a look at the base Lechem we have at the bottom, might have it at the bottom, aside from the Bukhi Vega quoted, they have the original, quotes from the Taz. He says, "Reisinog al hakol b'zeh," and so in Poland, "Rak betchila tzorach dios v'nem shamshin." That's even a mishamish. Avo mashe reisish nog and shederach shushvinin lahochinim haneiros lechupa u'mechavnim be'emtza derach l'shar avelin shiunosim haneiros kama psius te'lahat alahem v'konis tzudas chasna lo yafei nosim v'ad eisu gom alaskein. There will be a shushva, you know, like by a bris. A chayk and a chayk and a chayk and an endless kibud, and you catch the baby along the 100 people. You have endless shushvinim. Every two steps, you have another shushvinim that they go eat by the Suda. That's for sure. Of. What do you see from this? That being a meshamesh is a kula. And apparently, in some parts of the world, not only do they allow you to go in, which is a simple read of the Ramah as I understood it, but they even let you eat once you serving as a meshamesh. And the most possible say you shouldn't do it, but in some parts of the world they did do it. But it has to be an honest to goodness, bona fide mishamish. Now you just walk around a few steps with the fellow, that wouldn't work. But the question, what is the threshold? What does work and why does it work? That's what we have to discuss right now. I think we're going to see something interesting. The Aruch HaShulchan discusses this as well in Simen Shin Tzadi Aleph. Let's take a look. Oh, sorry. Thank you. Quotes the Ramah, we just read it. Verbatim. Pachy Berusha. The day of Rishona Soveris, to Yisu Rak im Ochel Bebeis Achasna, Shakru im Ochlin, al Bebeis Bayis Acha, Kulumba Becheder Achim Amishamshim, Mutter. That's what we said yesterday. You didn't walk into the wedding hall. The awesome Sri Degam Zeb Beis Simcha Mikri. Yeah, you know what? Joy is contagious. Not only happy in the wedding hall where the band is and where the chos and kala are there, off to the side room where the kitchen is, it's also a joyous. No good. Now it's good. It's also joyous. So you shouldn't go there because it's like an annex, you know. It's an annex, you know. This measure is the annex. And it's not like a base measure. It's also like a kind of a quote unquote. Annex. Okay. V'zeh shita l'shamesh. Oh. What does it mean over here? Rak she'ovel m'shamesham. What does that mean? Literally. Davko ha'shimush b'veis ha'mevashlos u'veis ha'richos ha'macholem mutter v'lo l'hoshid ha'macholem l'akruim v'gam zehu k'simcha v'olam no'ogen l'hokal b'kach. I got an impression of the weird words of Rosh Hashanah. V'zeh shita l'shamesh. It means that being mishamish is an independent prohibition. But if you want to be a mishamish in the base of a mashlus, that's okay. But you can't be a mishamish in the wedding hall. So I get impressions from the Aruch HaShulchan contrary to what the rest of the world assumes, unless I'm misreading it, that shimush is a problem.
makes it worse. But you know, if you're in the basis of Ashlos, then we're matil in Mishamish. Again, there's a achlok is when you go into the basis of Ashlos, yesh osrin, okay? Rak she'ovel Mishamish sham im yirtzeh. So what's that impression? For ochel bebeisim. So it's very confusing. Yeah, the Rambam itself is confusing. Before you get to the Rambam,
he's saying it's his view because he goes on to say that the das oilam is different.
Correct. But let's leave out the oilam noag. We saw already in the Beis Lechem Yehuda that the oilam has certain coolness over here. But again, it's hard to read. The Rambam itself is hard to read. Let's read the Rambam one more time. Some say you can eat with the Mishamsh. Don't go to the house. Don't go to the main hall. Some say you can't. The minhag says you can't do it. So what do you do instead? Rakha'ova mashamish sham. What does sham mean? What does sham mean? Sham means in the base hamashamshin. So the oval can work in the base of hamashamshin if he wants, but then he can't eat there. So you go home to eat. So I ask you a question. And I can't go in there without the mashamish and then go home to eat? That's the impression of the Ramah. I'm eating at home anyway. Why am I going to be in mashamish? So, what's going on over here? Oh. The minhag is not to walk in.
But the Ramah does.
So if you're mishamish, then you can walk in. So you have to say that, you have to read the Ramah this way. If you want to walk in, you have to be mishamish. Like Rabbi Kiva Egan said, if you want to walk into the base of mishamishim, you have to be mishamish. You can't just walk in stop, because we mark minogim, that's considered to be, it's also based on simcha mikri. But, you mark the mishamish, that means there, but nowhere else. You can't go to the main room to be mishamish. Well, that's just, everything's going to work out fine. So it's no machlokes, it works out. Fine. Very good. The question, of course, becomes, how are you allowed to go into give a bracha? I'm also give a bracha, make a bracha. Why? So I thought the pshat is as follows. Maybe it's like a kind of a priyas chov. Shushvinim and mesadik yidush and saying a bracha. It's actually a priyas chov. You look at the Shavuot, you see, and Ebenezer and Samach, his mamash sugi baba basuk of mamdaz. It's not a chov, an obligation. So an obligation, you saw before by Purunusa. So you have to do it. That's if you have to do it. You can't bluff. We'll give you a kibbutz so you come to the wedding. Perhaps that's not so pushing. We'd love for you to come anyway. You would have had a kibbutz anyway. That's legitimate. When I was in Avelus, so I was a Rebbe of the Chosn. They would give me a kibbutz anyway. So I went. I stayed for the chuppah and then went home. Right? But if they just contrived that one of the kind to give me a kibbutz, that I don't think is so kosher. I'd be a candidate to get a kibbutz anyway. I'd be on the borderline when I make the cut or not make the cut. So then maybe, you know, alright, that's it's this little fungi roll. I don't know exactly where the line is. But the great, I don't know, I never would have had me to give me a kibbutz. They give it to me so I should be able to come. That's what this base is saying. To walk two steps, they say, to be a shushun. No! A shushun is an interfere who's local parentis, has a long standing relationship with the chosin or the kala. That's what the shushun, not this guy, you're going to give him two steps to the name of the kala. That's a bluff, as we just saw before. Let's go further. By the Masada Kedusha. Watch this. Quotes the Rama. Watch this. He says, "Oh, the Arali Shemu Rab Beir Shalav Lasadik Yidushin Yochel Lasadik Am Tov Shloshim." I feel over the email. Keva Shalav Adav Mutol. You have to do it. Okay, as I told you, it's a Peronusa. But then he has to follow it. Rak Shlo Yishma Haklei Zeta. You know, these days, go to weddings, people walk around with these.
It still doesn't help.
Doesn't help. It doesn't help me. What do you call those?
Earplugs.
So, is that what he's saying? Earplugs. What do you mean, don't hear it? What do you mean, you don't hear it? What do you mean, you don't hear it? They're not going to play because you're there. What's the issue anyway? What is the issue? Now, it is true, we saw the Ramban said, you can't be welcome with both the chos of a kala, that we saw. But that means I thought it meant we'll see shtick and dancing, not the slow, tearful neguna that they play at a wedding. Where's the issue of Klei Zemen in the first place? So I saw in Rabbi
Felder in the Sefer Yisod Smachos quotes from Rav Moshe based upon the Shulchan Aruch over here. Shin Tzadi Aleph Sif Aleph Oval Osa B'Simcha. Maybe that's only the first week. I don't know how Rav Moshe can go beyond 1 week. I don't understand it. So, and the other coolest, in our case, for the Masad which was there. Again, Rav Moshe is quoting that same Sefer, that if I'm just passing time, like pigs, or it's a secondary thing, Rav Moshe writes, it's not the Iker. So I'm just there to do the Siddur Kiddushin, the Kiddush is not the Iker. So therefore, I thought there's room to be made. But we're coming to discuss this thing from another perspective as well. We're not finished yet with this simple story, because there's much more to be said. You know, we covered some of the bases. There's more to be covered. I'm sorry. Yeah.
It seems like when our question about Indian things, they didn't always play music at
Kumbh. Really?
It says, it sounds like there's a possibility that they wouldn't be playing.
Ah, here we are saying. Where did you say that? I didn't see this one before. You're right. This is not in the Ramah. It's quoting come out word for the Ramah. He added this. There's an issue of listening to music. I don't know the source for this really. We'll come to it soon. Let's go back to stop the Gemara. We can't. The Gemara, Rabosa. Come on, the Gemara. We shortchange the Gemara. You never shortchange the Gemara. Chas v'shol. Chav beis amad beis. We did this Gemara yesterday, but we didn't really do a good job. Whenever we're in a rush, we never do a good job. Okay. Let's see the Rashi. Rashi. The Simchas Mereis. Suda she'os in reyim ba'huvim zem zem. V'havi simcha kol kach. Aval suda the simcha kol nisuin. Low. What does it mean, low? Low what? Omar Rabba, hold the tiny nichas of Bezat Mishta, the Achalamid Yom. But it's for a chasana? No. Fret the Rashash, how is that possible? There is no Issa after Shloshim Yom. And there's no Issa by a parent every more than 12 months. Please keep one hand in the Gemara and one hand in the Rashash. Right here. Chof. Beis on the base. It's a the kasha, the eisen a kasha. Tremendous kasha, Rabosai. We should have all asked the kasha ourselves yesterday. Take a look. Laniyas daiti says the Rashash on his first comment on Rashi to staff. Lo matzino shum dini avenas b'shakrovim achalamin. V'gan leperusha lo matzi koi rakahot b'lachalam yom. As he said in the Marava, achal yud beis chodesh. You lose a parent, you can't go to a wedding for the rest of your life? What is crazy? You can't serve the stitch forever. That's it. Remember, Rashi is not Rashi, so it's still different kosho. So Rishi, but still not Rashi. You don't have to have the same U.S. Haravim versus you have from Rashi. We have a Rashi Ksav Yad. Did Rashi Ksav Yad say the same thing? Let's see. I don't see a Rashi. So it would be real Rashi didn't say it. Rashi Ksavya. But still, it's a Rishi. Look what he says. Haini lefesh. Osi lemutin ipcha. Till the Sudas mitzvah mutter. Afila toch lamin. As Tos is quoted in the post of Yerushalmi Masechus Mavis. Meiridek, Mutter. You know who's Mechavin to? Pshat in the Gemara? The Tosfos HaRosh. You have my Gemara in the back of the Tosfos HaRosh. Give a look. Tosfos HaRosh. There we go. Chav Beis on Beis. Tosfos HaRosh. Listen to this. Tosfos HaRosh is as follows. These are the words of the Tosfos HaRosh. Lish the Kama. Right? They're two different Lishonis, right? Svirle, the Sudas are Rishus to the Yasser. Avo Sudas Mitzvah, Mutal Likones Vesov Shloshim. Actually, Vesolik Bekushya. Okay, it's true. As Gemara we saw, it wasn't Moskash. Frek the Gemara, Ivo Tanya, the simcha shloshim and reyes shloshim. Mara says kashya. Okay, but you know they say in Yiddish for a kashya start minish. Kashya not a chifta. We'll see soon. But maybe passing like this, even though it's a kashya. Okay, but we're more makil. Not more. But the opposite of pshat and tosas and rush. The rishash is mechaven on his own. Didn't have it. To the Tosfos of Rosh. It's amazing how a gedolah of a mechaven to Rishonim. Amazing. Amazing. Okay. So now there is an Ovel Rabosi, which is quoted both by the Ramban and by the Rosh. We saw this a little bit yesterday, but it's let's time to Chazer a little bit. We have to Chazer, we'll Chazer and the Ramban. Then we'll see the Rosh later. The Ramban has as follows. He starts with by quoting Ovel Rabosi. See, here it is. The Ovel Tanya. That means Ovel Tanya the Brisa, because it's in the second small. Because it's a Brisa, it could be post Talmudic maybe, but it's still considered authoritative. Al Kol Amesim also Lelech Lebeis Hamishnah Shimon Al Shlosh. Al Ovel Imo Yubes Chodesh. Im Hoisa Chabur El Shem Mitzvah Kon Kiddush Al Rosh Chodesh Mutter. That's Ad Kan quote. We'll see the text soon. Because of the Raivitzah, this we saw yesterday, see it again. V'chein masi yosem yisoma o oni v'aniyah l'shem shemayim shem lo yasahu v'lo yikoneis l'shem. Keep that in mind. Yibot la maisa muta. Chozelo yitiru alim shloshim v'elech l'ovim v'lima. Avotol shloshim v'chol sudas mitzvah shem olam osu. Shemi yafil disa isha yosem v'aminim chol shloshim. Can't get married yourself. So you can't go to someone else's wedding. Adkan. V'li nire, says the Ramban, against the Raivitzah. The Chabura Smith is going to Kiddush Rosh Chodesh, and Achilas Kosher, and Fuhus Pesach, Ava Pisha Ochel, and Chabura Vesha Mishnah Vesimcha Mutter, Acha Shivim. The Raibis is only after Shlosh Shivim, the Ramban is make him, even after Shivim. Ubraisa the Katani. The Mahisa Chabura Smith is Rosh Chodesh, and Amitanya, fine. Umasi Yosem Yisoma, Eino Mechubo Lahata Lazeh Suda Shalahem. He can't go in. So he's more make him than the Raibis. For Shah Sudas, even within 30 days. He's Mamacha for weddings, even after 30 days. He argues with them twice. Fine? Argues with them twice. Good. Now, Rabosai, what did the Ramban say over here before? He said, Im Hoysa Chaburas Mitzvah, Aresha Nami Tanya. That's the Pashup Shah, right? What does it say? Im Hoysa Chaburas Lashem Mitzvah, Kedish Chodesh, Mutter. Sounds like it's going on both. That's the girsa that the Ramban had. Okay? Rabosai, can you take a look on the Rosh and see a different girsa? Okay. What is the over here? There's a separate set. Chabur Shemitza, Mutter. So you can go Mutter here, Mutter there. Within 30 and within 12 months. That's the simple read if you have that girsa. Please turn to the Rosh Shemim and Bez. A different girsa. The girsos are critical. Even small little changes in girsos can alter the meaning significantly. Simon Mem Beis, please give a look. Please turn. The Rosh Simon Mem Beis. I'm sorry.
Does it say that someone says it goes on both? The Ramban says it goes only on the second.
The Ramban says it goes on both. Whoa, no. The Ravis is going. One second. Let's get. The Ramban says it goes on both. The Raivitzah doesn't say not. Okay. I'm saying the Raivitzah a different girsa. Look in the Rosh a different girsa. Please look inside after the girsa changes. Give a look. Look what it says. Take a look, please. Uvav Rabosi Perek Tes Tanya. Al Kol Amesim also Lelech Lemesim Mishnah Lamed Yom. Compare this with what's on the screen. Uvav Lima Achiva Chavera, which is again Yevi Beis Chodesh. Then he has. Elam Kain Hois from the Shem Shemayim. Oh, Rabosa, it's not a separate sense. The im, no. Over the imo, Elam Kain Hois from the Shem Shemayim. If you have the girsas arriving in a rush, we understand very well where you got it from. The girsas are different. The girsas of the Ramban it goes on both. The girsas of the Rav goes only goes on the Sefer. It's a change in girsa. And our girsa is printed in our Masechus Machus. It's the way we have it, is the way the Rosh has it, and presumably the Raivit had it. Except, Ayuga Rachaveiro is a big problem. The Tosafot Rashi says, Yud Beis Chodesh. That's a a better Gersa. You want to look up the original? How do you find things in Maseches Machos? I would look. Would it be? Where would it be? Safas Chazal. Safas Tanis. Where's Smachas? Yeah, but how am I going to find it once I get to Smachas?
Is it Perek Tet?
Oh, tell what Perek was?
Yeah.
Perek
Tet.
Ches?
Tes.
Sorry. Let's see the Gerson. Will the real Gerson please stand up?
Okay.
I pass it in. Has the best of all yourselves. It has Shemesh Lachodesh, not Yigur B'chaver, which is problematic. And has the Elim Kain, not the Ramban's V'in. So we go back to the originals. Yeah, the Rosh has the original. Okay.
It doesn't have L'Shem Shemayim.
Okay. We have Elim Kain, also L'Shem Shemayim. Here it says Elim Kain, Hoyse Mishnah Shel Mitzvah. Right, so it's different. Every gives so many different permutations and combinations. But the gears is, we'll see how these things play out. Now, Rabosai, here the Rosh has a girsa, and Rosh Hashem Shemayim. That's a Siman Mem base. Turn to Siman Mem Ches. Siman Mem Ches. But look what it says. He quotes a Rabbi Ben Yosef, brings a Raya from the Sefer Smokos. If you have my gears, my text, page Chav Ches, the bottom of column one. If you have the old text, it's in the, after the Korban Asano Yud. Okay? I'll call on Mason. Rabbi Ben Yosef, have you read the Dvarov? What Dvarov? What did Rabbi Yosef say? What did Rabbi Yosef say? Rabbi Yosef said. Where is he? He's giving a right to Rabbi Natan. Dvarov of Rabbi Natan. What? You can get married after 30 days. Yourself. He has a real proper gears, right? The best gears is over here, right? The best gears of all is in the Rosh of Memches. So wait a second. That's the Rosh's gears in Siman Memches. In Siman Membeis, both his gears are. Elam Kes L'Shem Shemayim, a bit of a different gersa. Rabbeinu Yosef is being makel only by submission to Rishus. Shemitzah Nisuin is mutter, so an oval can get married after 30 days, right? It means that any oval can go to a wedding after 30 days. So, gentlemen, if you see people who go to weddings after 30 days, how can it be? It's against the Gemara. Halacha they were makel oval. According to Rabbeinu Yosef, Shad in Maseches Smachos, is this permissible? We don't pass this way. I would never pass this way for everybody. I'm here only as a post facto rationalization and justification of those who seem to do this. Never made the cut into the Shulchan Aruch, this sheep. Didn't make the cut. Pashas against the Mefurash Gemara. This Rabbeinu Yosef. Why? To amount the Simchas Mereitz, implying that the base of Mishnah, a Simcha, which is a Chasana, is Mochamer. Mochamer. How else do we read our Gemara? Let's say like this. It's more chamor. There's no hetter within 30 days. Even the paranusa. The Mefurash Gemara. Right? Gentlemen, back to Gemara one more time. This is sure again. We had a Lishna Kama and a Lishna Basra. What does Lishna Basra say? What does it say over here? Look what it says. Look carefully. Look carefully, please. Neva Hasiyach. All right, Bachan, because the first Lishna is Kasha. With Ula Simchas Meres Mutter, the Konas the Altar. I, Batanya, Simchas Shloshim Meres Shloshim, Lokasha. Ho Bari Susa, Ho Baparanusa. So Simchas Meres is more kal than what? Than a Chasana, Babshuta. So Chasana would be prohibited. So how can Rabbi Yosef a Chasana is more Mutter? Rabbi Shalom, it's against the Mefurash Gemara. I have Pesecha Slovas, it's shot that way, but it loses to the Gemara.
What about the Rishash and Tuzar Rosh?
What tell us what they say?
That
it's more mutter. The fee which lishna, lishna kama, lishna kama the same shot. So maybe part of lishna kama. That could be. That could be. That could be. But why don't you take a look at Rabosai in the revolve? Everyone, open up to the riff, please. Open to the riff and see the revolve. Please turn. The revolve. Here we go. Here we go. It's page Yud Dalet Amud Aleph in the print of the Rif. Okay, look, look what it says. Simchas Mereus. Okay, friends, I've erased. Aber mutterli kannst du auch der Lachen schiva bepurunu im chavero hischel kvar vachal hu imo vachsha va magil yom lefroporea aber bei Rissusa halva she yaslu tchila asa suda lechavero also vish yeah, can't do it but love about imo watch this now harei simcha shel mereus bein bepurunusa bein Rissusa kishimcha shena shel mereus shenichnosa nesocha Ad Yud Beis Chodesh. That's what the Gemara means. You can't go in even the Peronusa at all. She does revolve. That's when that he's learning according to the suggestion within 30 days. But after 30 days of other limo, maybe Lishna Basra is killed Tvei the same way as Lishna Kama is killed Tvei according to the Tosis or Rosh. I thought of this on my own, I think. And I found this in the Divrei Sofrim. It's a beautiful saber. Divrei Sofrim in the Emek Dover Sifkotten Peivov. Comes up with this Hamzah. Look what it says. Yeah. That when Rav Yosef's matter called Ein HaMishnah Shepasuk HaLishna Kama, that's your session at Yisroch? No. El Esvirle the Af Lishna Basra the Lesura Smitzvah Osir Hainatol Shloshim, Avaliacha Shloshim Avimo Mutter. That's Masech the Smachas. Aye, the Gemara says, the Sudas Mareus is Mutter, Masha the Sudas Shomitz is Osir. No, that goes on Din Tol Shloshim, Huska Bebraisa, the Shakrovim. But after 30, it's Vakert. Okay, that's what he suggests in footnote Peivov, Simen Shin Sadi Aleph. Could be that the kasha in Lishna Kama is not a tufta, right? We can give her some kind of an answer. What would the answer be? The brayse of the simcha mareis lamed yom asit shneim tov shloshim. Rabbi Balchana, who's matan nisuin, only going in the sefer of avimo after within your base chodesh. So that's a possibility. Even either way, it works out. Now we saw before about going into a wedding without eating. So we saw it in the Ramban. Who some people are matirin. Who's matirin? Taisus. Chav beis and beis. That's what the Ramban is calling that opinion. Take a look. Chav beis and beis is a big taisus. So they suggest. So I want to say that you're allowed to walk in. It's only a problem of eating. Only problem of eating. Okay? Pasak, the Knesset of Loachila Shari, that's your lines. Then Simcha, Loachila Ushtia. Who said so? Masara said, do you have the same that I have in Oz Mahada? I have an Oz Tess. You have anything there? Le'el Tessam and Aleph. Le'el Tessam and Aleph. Who's a Bucky in Mesechta Marcot? Knows Le'el Tessam and Aleph. What could he possibly talk about? Tessam and Aleph, a famous Gemara. By Chanukah's Beis HaMikdash Harishon. We say it in Haftorah, no? It's at the 10th line. They made a big party. Shiva Siyama V'Shiva Siyama Barasayom. What were those 14 days? 7 days before Sukkot and 7 days of Sukkot. Including what? They didn't make Yom Kippur. They were afraid. Oy Gevalt. Baskel said, Kulchem Uzumonim L'chai Olam Abba. Famous Gemara. Why not fast? It's a fast! You see from here, it says the Tosafot, if the Masoros Rashi is correct. Right. Oh, the Gemara says the Beferishim?
15 words
in Tavarim. A little long later. Look, here, look. Ein simcha lo achila shtiya. So, presumably the Magia, I'm not sure which Magia it was, maybe just a recent Magia for Oz V'Adam, said, that's what Tosafot is referring to. Right? Ein, this is a verbatim quote, no? Ein simcha lo achila shtiya. Beferishim quote. One could refute this proof, gentlemen. On Yom Kippur, nobody's eating. So it's not a happy day. But here, everyone's eating and drinking. And I'm joining the fun. That's not Shukavaldiga, right? Now, the Ramban quotes two opinions. But the Ramban has a Gavaldiga kasha. I want to share the Ramban's kasha. Look at the Ramban. The Ramban is so thorough. The Ramban asks the following kasha. Mitzvah Chachamim. Eat, go as long as they don't eat. That's what they say. We saw in Tosis. And they quote the same thing. It's still a chilish tis. Yeah. Our Bartoloni said that way. Fine. Adka. Uladasa mekilim kashali. Im kain. Simchas mereyas viparanusa. Lama hitirua. Yasale mishta. Viyosevi mohem. Velo yochal. You owe them, so just don't eat. Rabosai, I'm giving it an aside. There are different menhag when it comes to yard sites. If you have a chance, we'll talk about it tomorrow. If you have a chance to talk about these things. Some fast, that's the Gemara says. Some give tikkun, and then they eat with everybody. So I have an in-between minute. I fast, and I give tikkun. But I don't eat without giving out, you know, cookies with soda, whatever, juice. So why do you do that? That's what he's advocating. V'yesh lomar, ein de kvodin shel chaverim lechol bebeisel shel zeh al shulchano v'lo yochal imohem. Whoa. If I do it, you know, that's different. Everyone understands what's going on with the yard site. But it's not, I invite you to my house and you really, you don't trust your own kashrus. You're not eating from your own table. It's not right. Guys on a diet. Some people do this all the time. They're on tough diets. They invite the world, they give them cake. I can't eat cake. But okay, you can't eat anything. That's what the Ramban says. That's not considered, what is he used? What's the Lashna use? It's not considered to be what? Kovah Shel Chaverim. And therefore, Mestabel also the Kona Besim Chaverim. You can't even walk in. Ben Achila, Ben Nikona Shem, Mishar Shem, Yisugim, Bimizbot, Yichosan Kala. Shein Averis, Bimakom Simcha. It's a tart of the Sasra. He quotes the Gemara. No beregel sanal bechagecha. He may simcha navi may aver as a tart of the sasra. You can't have both. And he quotes with sugar daf chafei. We saw yesterday with the korban asana. Fine. Well, chanavi mashu b'Yerushalmi hakosav l'mala b'shar hazeh. Why wouldn't the Ramban tell us what Yerushalmi means? You want to search for the word Yerushalmi in the shah? Shah avelus. I said there must be 10 Yerushalmis. What Yerushalmi does he mean? What do we show? What do we show? Interestingly, the Ramban asks his kash against the Mekilim. What about the Machmirim, who hold you can't even walk in? Apparently, the Issa is the walking in, not the eating. Because if the Issa would be an additional Issa to eat, he has the same exact question. You matter it? Why matter it? Just learn to walk in and not to eat. Apparently, Israel is the walking in. You found say? This walk in is no extra use of eat. But you shouldn't walk in. With any sechal, listen. I'm just pointing it out to you. So the Mekilim allow you to walk in if you don't eat. Ramban says you can't even walk in. It's motei chosav v'kala. Sukkah daf chafei. We saw the korban asanel. What the raya is? The kitzur nimritz. Get an impression clearly from the korban asanel and the Ramban. If it's not a mokum suda or simcha, you're allowed to walk in. What is Yerushalmi? What Yerushalmi does he mean?
It's 43 times.
43 times. This is page Kuf Nun Zayin. Can you do me a favor, Yitzchak Natani? Where's the most recent Yerushalmi before this one? How many pages back? I mean, how many? You just go back, no? I think it's Kuf Nun Aleph. Page Kuf Nun Aleph is talking about. Oh, this is Kuf Tzadi Zayin. Oh, no, take that back. Hold it off. Kuf Tzadi Zayin.
to Kuf Nun Aleph.
Whoa.
46 pages before. Yerushalmi. That's what I think it means. That's one of the 43. Not the last one. I'll never be able to find a few, but I'll try to find a few. Hold on. I see somebody was shot. It's not even funny. Let's see if I can find this was shot.
It's not the one right before. It talks about.
Hold on. What is it?
Metil of Sigurnayan.
1 second. Is this like a shot? What does Shar mean? Not in this Indian.
Shar Havel?
I don't have something called a Shar. I have Indian Avelis.
How much? We in Bar-Ilan, they bring up a Shar, but there's. Shar means like.
Indian.
A lot of the. No, a bunch of Indian all together.
Because I thought the Shar meant was as follows. I can't tell you.
It's
the whole Sefer. The whole Sefer, basically.
Yeah.
Yushami says, all my Birchas Chasanim Kol Shiva. Listen carefully. Look what he says. He says that he means. He means you make birchas nisuin kol shivah without a suda. We don't pass in that way. Maybe the Ramban is saying that even though we don't pass in to make us a bracha without a suda, but it shows that the concept is there. There is simcha. Even without a suda, it's just nesuah themselves, so you can't even go into the chupa, you can't even go into the place where they are conducting the ceremony, even though there's no music, and there's no dancing, and there's no food, might still be prohibited. It's a simcha al pi din. A simcha al pi din. Oh. Now, interesting, again, we saw the, let's see the Mordechai. One more source. I brought the Mordechai, please. Tough, Sadi Aleph. Tough, Sadi Aleph. What does it say there? Who has it? Here we go. Talks about this discussion on our topic. So the Mordechai writes as follows. It says, you can go, why? Ain Shom, why are you permitted to go? Why may you go to listen to the wedding ceremony? So he explains why he thinks it's mutter. I'll give you the exact shyness. Very end of Tavtav Sadi Aleph. Mutli Me'ach HaShiva Hare Ein Shem Shum Simcha Lo Rikud Lo Shum Tipuach U'schok. And the Ravan says after 30 he didn't give a reason. So there's a reason. We don't have to pass him like him. Nothing. The Ramos is going on in the street. Wait a second. So if that's the case, let's take a look for a minute, because the Rush talks about it as well, and the Torah talks about it as well. Let's read the Torah. You haven't seen the Torah yet at all. Have the Torah up there at the temple yesterday? I have the Torah. I want you to see the Torah. I have the Torah with you. The other one has the Torah with you. I have the Torah on my table. But let's see the Torah. The Torah writes. Okay. The lashon of the Torah is as follows: Some may kill him to go and sit. Well, hold on. Yeshnog in the hotel, the Knesset, the Mishnah, the Hazel, the Mishnah, the Simcha.
Only to eat is asr. We saw that in the Rabban, quotes it from the Rabbi Yosef Bar Tzaloni. Okay, that's how it starts. The first thing the Torah says. So far, so good. The Ramban and the Rosh don't agree with it. Right? Ramban says you can't go in. And that's my father, the Rosh, said. V'cheinon b'ashkenaz. You can't go in, you can't go into the place where they're meeting. Look what he says next. V'chol yud beis chodesh omed chutz l'bayis t'shmoa brachos v'nechol l'bayis klal. What bias, gentlemen? What brachos? What are you talking about over here? The Torah seems clear to me, against our own intuition. We're talking about the Sheva Brachos at the end of the meal. Otherwise, it doesn't read straight. Some say you go into the wedding feast, as long as you don't eat. And the Ramban and the Rosh say you may not. So what do you do instead? What do you do instead? You hear from the outside. What from the outside? That's a different story. That's a Kiddush. We're talking about the singing and the dancing. The Sheva Brachos must be the Sheva Brachos after the wedding meal. I don't see how else can you read the Torah? Look, Rabbos, it's all on the screen. You read these two. How else can you read this? How else can you read this? You start from here. It's machlokes, machlokes. Can you walk in where they're eating? Some say, as long as I don't eat, it's okay. Some say, no, you can't go there. B'shas achila, and when they're dancing and singing. And that's the Rosh said, and that's the minute. What's the minute? Din! Not vin. Din! Call your base Chodesh. You stay outside, you hear the brachas. What brachas? We're talking about eating and drinking and dancing. What brachas? Bar prayer, gofen. What? What brachas? The Torah is, it's a shavu brachas after the meal. That's what we're talking about over here. It's a whole different pshat, Rabbos. A whole different pshat. Seems pasha to me. That's what it means. That's what it means. Okay, nearly. Okay. So I have a question. Why are they matir the Mordechai? Because there's no singing, no dancing, nothing. It's in the street. It's not a base of Mishnah. There's no achil, there's no shtiyah. Maybe they hold. There's an Eastern space of Mishnah without eating and drinking, even in the street, if they're singing, if they're dancing around. Maybe only by Nisuan. Simcha Pidin, not Samarik without any eating. It's unclear. And the Beis Yosef quotes the Ravan that it's usher until 30 days, and we don't know the reason. The Maril said it's usher and until 12 months. We don't understand why that. We don't understand why that should be so. We don't understand. Interestingly, the Mechaber in Siv Gimel quotes the Mekilim, as we saw, to go in there to the Mokom Ha Chupa. When? Because the Chupa Shalo Bishas Achila L'Shema Brachos. They're not eating. Nothing's happening over there. But not while it's going on. There are some of our Mekel over here we saw on the screen. We don't pass them like that. We don't pass them like the Rabbi Yatz Barcelona. As the Ramban and the Rosh both said, didn't make the cut. Didn't make the cut. That's what he says. Left it out. Then we have this Ramah, the long Ramah, which we spoke about already a few times. V'chein nirali. When did he say the V'chein nirali? He only said V'chein nirali on the Chumas Ravan. You can't go within 30 days, even outside. When it came to the 12 months, he didn't say that. Did you notice the Lashon of the Ramah? Look again in the Lashon of the Ramah. The Ramah says, V'yesh osu matzloshim v'chein nirali, and there's some makomos with the makom for 12 months, and he didn't say v'chein nirali. Didn't say it. This pasha's not true. Not true. Okay. Interestingly, in the Sefer Divrei Sofer makes a fascinating comment over here. I didn't pick this up myself. It's a Sifkaton Nun Gimel. I read it to you. It's not spoken on the Rabbah of Sifkaton. Those are the words that's going on. Originally he says, right? Frek the Divrei Sofim. The Shulchan Aruch already left out the Mekilim of the Ramban to go in. Right? So why is the Ramad making this dependent upon a minig? It's a din. The answer is in Tarkei Moshe. Not so simple. True, the Mechaber left it out. But Dalkei Moshe is not so completely clear that it should be left out. Left out, even though it's censored, basically. It's not so pushing. Take a look. No. He says, the Beis Yosef passed the Rosh Ramban, Rav Yosef Motzak in the Reyem, the Hepech, Lo Osel Likonis Lecho Benim Chos Benim Shamshin, Haknis Levad Shari, Shalok Nimi Rosh Ramban. So then you see the Radak and Moshe is not so clear. Not so clear. That's why he had to say this. Rav Yosef said, it's Osel only to go in, to eat, not to go in. And he passed in, it's only Osel Min Minig, and not Midina. Fine. Al Achupas, Rav Osai. How do you consider Achupas? What is this Mote Chos of Akala mean? So Rav Osai, I happen to have a Gemara Chagiga in front of me. Because for some reason this Gemara is Chagiga in it too. Okay? I read you a Gemara Chagiga. Yudalim and Beis. That's where the words Mizmote Chos of Akala found. If you have a big Gemara, you can have it as well. Okay? Yudalim and Beis. Okay. The seventh wide line. The other miskapsin, what does it say? The other miskapsin, vuboin, liros, the mizvot echos on the kala. So Abi said yesterday, it's shtick. You see, it's correct. Because it's just music. You don't see what called roaring as a curlis, what's the mamma seen that. You hear music. Hear the seeing. Mizmot dechos of a kal. It means shtick. What does Rashi say? Is there a Rashi on this in Mizmote?
No.
Where's the Rashi?
Second Rashi.
Mine schok shemesachkin lefneim. Shtick. Yeah, they had this shtick today. They got all these crazy things they had. There's Bokhara shots with it. Shouldn't make fun of this. Didn't happen when I was born. It didn't happen. It's a new zach. It's an old zach. They had it already in shtick at the time of the Chazal. Okay? Fine. That's what it means. And Rabbi Osai, this is what it says. Comes the Aruch HaShulchan and says this Issa we saw before extends to musical instruments. That's what he said. Am I correct? We read it before. You can't be there. What did he say? He says Achav Zamer Shem Klei Zemer Oslo Lishmoa. Where'd he get it from? Make it out of nowhere. Presumably he understands this is the Mizmote Chos of the Kala. Yeah?
He sounds like he thinks that Mizmote Chos of the Kala is something else, and then he says, Koshkim Bishach of Mizam.
Exactly. Meaning okay, good. Good. Very good. So Mizmote is something that's more chomer. The shtick is a more. Playing at an instrument is more of a garam to simcha than shtick. Take a vote. What's more simcha than? A music or shtick? I don't know, it's a close call, if you ask me. I wouldn't know what to say.
Well, when the Beis Mikdash was carved, they eliminated music, not shtick.
It's hard to know. It may depend on the kind of music that we're talking about. Not all music is created equal to see momentarily. There's another Aruch HaShulchan, Lishitoso. How do we get Aruch HaShulchan here? Are we in Aruch HaShulchan now? Tour.
You can go from the tour Sejana to Aruch
HaShulchan. Let's go all the way out and go Aruch HaShulchan this way. No, I lost it. Shulchan Aruch. Farshim Shulchan Aruch. Another Aruch HaShulchan. Watch this. Aruch Chaim. It's a Lachal Amais and Mamish every year. Every year is a lachal amais. Look what it says. Okay, we don't get married in Sfira. Ta-da. Mutlasa suda, ach lo berikudim v'macholos. Can't dance. Watch this now. For kol shkein she'osu l'zava b'chizera. Abosai. What's more frailer? A dance or listen to a musical instrument? Have a vote. Here we are. I just got a vote. Who votes for musical instruments? Who votes for dancing?
Close.
I thought dancing would win by a long shot. Musical instruments is absurd. That's what I thought.
Okay.
I have a cash on this. I thought dancing is much more of a.
You can dance without music.
But
if nobody wanted to have the boule,
right.
He had music to have dance.
No, I understand that. So music was sufficient to give him a Ruach HaKadosh. But usually when you dance, it's even more frail. That's what I thought. I have to say, when I was in Avelis for my mother, I remember for the whole year went by, I went around twice. Two occasions in my house. And only in my house. Hanukkah. We had the minute with my children just would dance around after we left the candles. I don't want to take that away from them. And to say that, Shalom Yerushalayim, the minute go around, that was it. That was it. Nothing. Then after the Yubei Tzchosh was over, we had a family wedding. And I remember myself, my father, my brother. We went out with a Rikon and went, this is, music. Yeah, it depends on the music. Maybe hearing a blaring band, that's, these bands I can't, some people, they are painful without that band. It's terrible. They make blast your eardrums out.
When do you get happy with bands? When you're dancing to music?
Oh, I'm coming to that. I'm in a chanami. Although by the Rebbe's Tish and Shabbos, there's no music in the Gantz Freilich. That's a Rebbe. The Rebbe's Mechmanish can rise. Okay, so could be. Is there anywhere ever an Easter of Klei Shir? Ever, anywhere, in Kadmonim? Where's the earliest reference? Not the Mosaic HaLechurban. Where's the earliest reference anywhere, for an Easter of Klei Shir? You'll tell me something, maybe something earlier than this, I don't have it. Yeah, I'm saying, but I don't mean the Zeh HaLechurban. I'm talking about in general. A celebratory music or play music. Let's take a look over here. I found something pretty early. I really did. I thought it was considered to be quite early. I have a mother and a bro. Watch this. Okay. Watch. You're talking about getting engaged right after Tisha B'Av. Right? Leil Tisha B'Av. Leil Asir B'Av. Discussion. You may you or may you not. Laila Zu. Right? Talking about is more kal than Rosh Chodesh Av. Okay. Suda, the night before the wedding. Yeah, it's not Suda's mitzvah. Da da da. So therefore, don't eat meat. Mikoshke, Shlohi Hashem, Klei Shir, Arach Hatos Yom Asir. I found it. Mamon Avraham is already a Kadma. But remember, the context of the Mamon Avraham is number one, he's talking about the night of the Tisha B'Av, which is serious. We give it a status close to what we call the 9 days. Right? We treat a Shavua Shechal B'Tisha B'Av. That's what the Ramban says over here. It's more common than a Veil of Shloshim. So you can't, it's not a fair comparison. It's closer to Shiva in between. They ask a Basar, but I was like a Basar. Okay, so for example, the coach came from that, but not. Number one. Number two, the context is Klei Shir at a meal. Klei Shir has different contexts. At a meal, Klei Shir makes the Gantz Freilich. Now, it's interesting that the Bari HaShulchan, before we even get to that, the Machzis HaShekel, right over here. What does he say over here? Sefer Eliyahu Rabba Kosta Ladina. So this mitzvah, quotes the Zach. Hitlachos and Kala, Vim Yimon Echol Bosa, Lo Lashar Adoshin, Vigan Be'inin Kleshir, Ayin Shah. Ayin Shah. What, Ayin Shah? How do I get Eli Rabba? In the Shulchan Aruch? Ayin Shah? Ayin Shah? Where are we? One second. It's the Shalom, I believe. Kitzur Shalom. Yeah. Yesh lehem klei zemer. They have klei zemer. No, we couldn't have a cholitz with them, but they have klei zemer. So you see, klei zemer is more calm. That's a lioness of it. I'm not discussing the animosity tishla. It's more chomer. I'm just trying to prove that place. If I understand, I guess I have to have it right, that the kulam of mecholos they may have assert, but klei zemer they were matter. Again, I can't prove that 100% from here, but it's what it sounds like. So therefore, I thought there's room to be more maker. Now the Bali Ashur. Over here in Simon Shin Sari Aleph, Sifkotin Mem Hei, he writes as follows. What's Ms. Moten? Schok. The Koshke, Klei Zemer Rikunim Mishira. The Aruch HaShulchan, he's after Aruch HaShulchan. Kol Shekain, he says. Wow. And then he says, some say, he's supposed to Tziyunim, right? Some say, he says, claims. Yesh Nimit Divrav. The mezmotim inu ninus nigune simcha. The word mezmotim means music. Against the Gemara Chagiga Daf Yud Aleph. Who's he quoting this from? Targum le'iyuv la'menvav Yud Aleph. Gentlemen, who knows Iyuv with Targum? Who knows Iyuv without Targum? Who have opened Iyuv? Let's take a look. Not my comfort zone, frankly. You should know Chav Dalet Tzoram, right, gentlemen? Yes, we're supposed to. What does the pasuk say? Then Yishmu v'yavodu yichalu yemeim batov u'shneim ba'ne'imim. Very famous phrases. Yemeim tov, shneim. I know that phrase. Okay, if right, it sounds like it's a good thing. They won't listen. That would be bad. What does the Targum say? What? No Targum. Oh my goodness. No Targum. I looked in the Targum. What does Yishmael mean? He understood from the word Yishmael, right? The Lo Yishmael. What pasuk was it? Right here?
Yeah, okay, it doesn't matter.
Which part was the test?
Okay, in the middle.
Oh, got it. Which part were we after?
Yud Aleph.
In Yishmael. He understood Yishmael means, because the word Mizmotim is in here in this passage. Okay?
Yeah,
no.
Come on.
I thought Yishmael doesn't mean Mizmotim. The word by Ne'imim is translated in Targum as Mizmotim. No, Yishmael means listen to Hashem. Mm-hmm. I think the way they got the wrong shot in the Targum. I understand. This Dvar Hashem, V'yavodu, as Rashi says, yeah, that's. I don't see what he's saying over here. You have to write him a letter and say that this Targum does not prove anything. Okay, next time I see him, I'll try to tell him like this. Remember, Shin Tzadi Aleph, Kuf Aleph, and Tziyunim doesn't seem to add up. But then he says, in Sif Aleph, calls him the Das Kedoshim. You can't have a suda with the music, even with a cappella, the Maccabees. Even that's not allowed. That's what he quotes. He quotes it. I understand where he's coming from. he's singing a meal, it has there's a measure of simcha. I don't think we pass in that way, but what you do see it from here is that it's more chomer at a suda than not a suda. So I'm taking that the other way and suggesting that the chum of the Magen Avraham is only music at a suda. Now. There is a Maram Shik quoted over here in the Biurim. Let's take a look at Shuk Maram Shik. First, get out of some of these things. Okay, Maram Shik. Here we are. Shik. Hey, Subin Zerodea. The Nigunim. He's asked to Shaila, if you're an Avela, can you be a professional musician? Professional musician?
Okay.
What about Ovel's also Yud Beis Chodesh? Can't go with Motichos of Akala? Can you use music with Nigunim Shem Shorim Libo Shalodam? Ain't a Misamchim. That's the Shaila. He'll teach music lessons. It'll be sad tunes. He says, he thinks yes. That'll be mutter. What about fast tunes? That's a mechava l'simcha. But just for your business, professional, you teach piano lessons, it should be mutter. I shin sadi alf. Kegel b'zmot echos of akala. Yeah. The thing is mechava l'simcha, b'zoy on the mace. Yeah. Maybe they won't realize it. We've forgotten about music. For a Shchodesh Avanon by the Goyim, he's matik as a parnasa. Otherwise, David should have scavenged, wouldn't work. And he goes into a whole question of seid, etc., etc. Al kapana, what we see from here, not only music is created equal, but it's more of Bechi, he says it's mutter. Bechi's lav dafka. It just means like the dveikas tugana that we have in our weddings. Hold on. Now the Bari HaShulchan, Sukkotin, Mem Zayin. Look what he writes as follows. He says, "V'chol zeh, the bayish osna chasna, she'ochlin v'shosin u'smeichim shom." Okay, so what does that mean? What's aloma? The mechaber says you can't hear the brachas without mizmot chosin kala. That's that the chuppah is in the same place. We're going to eat and drink and play music later on. It's mokom suda. Oh, can't walk in ever. Not even before or after. But the chum is not there. It's in shul. It's not a base of simcha. That's without mezmotim. If this mezmotim makes the makom chuppah like a base of simcha, and therefore he shouldn't be there at all, even if the music is not right playing at this very moment. That's what he says. Now, number one, to aser al what's a bet soyer amara? Aser al shem sofo. That's a push. But to Asa, they play music, now the band takes a break. Can't walk in. Not here. But to Asa, because they're going to start playing later on, they're going to start eating later on, that's not so push. Again, if it's us to go Maka Machila, you know, we need music. It's going to be us. But the music, just Al Shem Sofo, it seems to me, it's a Chiddush. Asa, Al Shem Sofo. I wouldn't necessarily agree with that. We said before, what's also the Shema Brachos after the meal. After the meal. And he says, in Memches, Halacha L'maisa, Yeshestabe b'mikra shachupa v'amishter in b'pinyan echot, zu b'cheder echa v'zu b'cheder sheni, t'michoshin ki agam na'kol b'mokom echa v'asa olo, Tzorachian, that's Ach. This is exactly what we asked yesterday. That's why it's Tzorachian. I would say if they're far enough apart into the same building, it's okay. It's mamish next door. It's not, you know, too close. It's not okay. Now, whoa, hold on. I have a shaila. Don't people dance at the Makam HaChuppah after, you know, after the chuppah.
Mm-hmm.
So if he's right, came home to the chuppah. Al Shem Sofo. They're going to dance afterwards. Unless you'll say, listen, if you're going to eat afterwards, that's the Ika Beis HaSimcha, you can't even go Al Shem Sofo. And if there's two separate rooms, you can go to the chuppah. Leave before they start the rikudim. And those who ask the Kleisana to rikud is Simcha, leave before the Od Yishama. Okay? But if it's in the same room, like in the Teres Avraham, in all those places where you just move the tables, would be awesome if you go Al Shem Sofa. Or one may say no. The Biurim over here in Sif Beis calls the Beis Meir. That while you're not allowed to walk in, you need not leave. Take a look at Sif Beis, gentlemen. Look at Sif Beis. We started Sif Gimel today. We didn't see Sif Beis. Sif Beis. What does it say? Uvetocha bayit at the end. Mekilim she'ochol bebeisel besudas brismila. Kol shkei b'shar sudas. So the biurim over here in Sif Beis. What's the hilchos of lo taima? What's the difference between your house and somewhere else? So you may know. The Beis Meir says that means if you're there, you can stay there. You're not required to leave. That's pshat. Also, the kodesh the Beis HaSimcha. Yeah, but you're not going to pick a shtick. I'll go in. And I know what's going to happen. That's not right. That's not allowed. I'm in my house. I live in my house. I live in my house. I'm allowed. I'm not allowed to leave completely. Oh. And we had to, so we saw it from the different sofim, we suggested that the whole issue to go into Beis HaSimcha without eating is a minig v'chein noagin. Could the Ikar Demi should follow the Rabbeinu Yosef, it really would be mutter. So it's only a minig, more room to be making. Beyond that, the Divrei Sofrim Rabosai in Sifkoton Nun Aleph, right over here, Lo Yikonis Klal V'Shah She'om Dimsham, the Mizmot Echosa V'Kala, he says, Mizmot Dim is instruments, right? Like the Yoruch HaShulchan, the Kavachom V'Min Eschok, and he says, Af Al Pi She'edem Eskav on the Shmoa, Enem Eskav on the Shmoa, Psikuration is not a Psikuration, not doing anything, since it's there, Halichoso l'sham mitzarefes l'shmiya, having meisim in psikuresha v'yosur. Oh, you don't have to go out. I walked in for the chuppah. Now they start the Od Yishama. I'm just not walking out. That's what I thought was making ready. But what about other sudus? The Ramah said in Siv Beis, gentlemen, Siv Beis. We don't have too much time. Let's just a little bit more on Siv Beis. What does it say about other sudas? Other sudas, the Rambam says. Ubechaburos mitzvah, Rasi Yosem Yisoma, Shem Shemayim, Lo Yochol Sham Yisbat La Maisa, Mutol Li Acha Shloshim. But Tok Shloshim, says the Rambam, Osuchunas Mitzvah Shem Olam. Avosudas mitzvah, the less may simcha mutol li konis ba, kon pinyon aben, Osudas bris mila, mutol lecho shem afil tok shiva, Vavash lo yetzi besach besa. Viesh osun besudas bris mila. Why is the bris mila also? We'll see soon in a minute why it's unique. Why it's unique? Vaminik, v'keret the other way. Shlo lechol b'shum sudah b'olam kol yud beis chodesh and mechutz lebeiso. Uzo rabayis mekilin. What's pshat? We had three different girsos, if you recall, in the Ovel Rabosi. Three. Okay, let's take a look at the Nemuke Yosef when he quotes it. I'm still open to the riff. See in the book of Yota, he quotes this. What page was it on? Who remembers the page number?
Yudalad.
Okay. Yeah. Here we are, Yudalad. Where does he quote the Masechta Smot? I don't see him here. Abel Tanya, Achol Amesim. It's like the middle of the narrow lines. Also, the Kon is the base of Mishta Ad Lamed Yom. Balam Avima Ad Yubes Chodesh. LMK, Hoysel Shem Shemayim. That's the gifts of the Ramban, right? Imagine the Sudas Mitzvah Yeshua Heter Tvei, right? The opposite of what we saw as Chasna's works. Yeshlama, Tahu the Shem Shemayim Marib Sudas Mitzvah on the Lekas Simcha. bris mila, he's a tsar of the yunuka. He not even a masi also the soma. When konas will use batla maisa. But the first pshat he was what? Bris mila, tsar of the yunuka. Tsar of the yunuka. Okay, he had mat only after 30 days, and the chum of the raivin only after 30, and the chum of the ramban that the chas is also even after 30. Okay. And the Torah has the Ramban and with his Girsa. Like Kiddush HaChodesh is more. He quotes the Raivin. The Ramban argues when it comes to a Chasna. The Rosh is like the Raivin. He doesn't say anyone who's arguing with the Kula of the Ramban. But he says he quotes to the Mukha Yosef. And Dr. Moshe says that the Mordechai said so tough, tough tzadi al with the Raivin. And he ends. Avos Suda, Smitz, and the Lesbis, Simcha, Mutal, Ikonisba, etc. Did the Mordechai say that? No. Oh, presumably he's calling the Mukha Yosef. That's it. If you look at the Dakei Moshe, which we have here, I erased it already. So, you'll see that it doesn't seem to be. It's calling the Mukha Yosef, not going to call the Mordechai. Okay, the Kitzur Nimritz, the Beis Yosef, the Mukha Yosef is matter for a bris after 30 days. But Tosfos did not quote the other Rabbosi anywhere. They make up by a bris even within 30 days, as the Chumash Hadeshin says. The Ramah quotes the Mukha Yosef's Kula, but based upon the Elvar Abasi, passing like the Raivid. So we pass like the Kula of the Raivid, based on his chat in Elvar Abasi, Kula's Ramban, even in the 30 days, because the Torah didn't argue with that, and Torah also away. And the Divrei Sofrim says, Ramah passes the Kula, like both Hirutsim and the Mukha Yosef. The way we're saying now is a little bit different, like the Raivid, and Mukha Yosef as well, not based on Elvar Abasi, based on Tosin and the Chumash Hadeshin. It comes at the corner of Ramo, Asas, Tosh Shloshim, Kosuda Ba'olam, he means Nisumin. Heter of Mas Yosim is only after 30 days. Other mitzvahs like no Simcha, right? It's Mutta, like a Chumash Hadeshin. Yesh also by the Bismillah, it's because of the Mordechai. Yeah, what's the shot?
Shum Suda, the words, and he's going on Bismillah.
I don't know about that.
Before and after.
But I don't know if it's going to work that way.
The chuppah is not going to the next set. So here we're talking about bris milah. Some say bris milah is mutter, some say it's aser. And then he says, the minig is it's aser. Shum suda.
Let's read carefully.
Shum suda is everything.
Let's read together. Let's take a look. Let's read the Dr. Moshe and see what he says. One second, slow. Let's just take a look and see what he says. Dr. Moshe is a source for the Ramos, right? He quotes like this. Kenev Mordechai, Hilchos Ovel, the Shari, Hol V'yemshlasos below the day, Avosud Tzmitz Les B'Simcha, Mutl Ikonis B'Vachule. That's not in the Mordechai.
I think it is.
Mordechai said so? Let's take a look. I missed Mary, I didn't see it. Tough tzadiyah. Tough tzadiyah. Menetubia says, King of the Chuppah, Sudas Mila. Oh, the Shaykh by Simcha the Ksiv. Sos anochi on the Masecha. Keep that in mind. It could be worse, despite Sarah the Anuka. And he says, "Oh, Lo Shalas Sudas Mitzvah." You're right. The last space Simchon Kiddush Hakodesh Yibra Hashana. You are correct. That's what the Mordechai does say. He does say that these things of this nature would be permissible. Would be permissible. This is the right. Okay. I stand corrected. In Dake Moshe, end of Sukkot and Beis. What does he say? He says as follows. The Mukha Yosef. Where is it? Again, the kids are, so I guess it's correct. that the chol suda mitzvah must be what? Every suda. Every suda. Okay. Okay. Okay.
The tas had his kasha with the name of the shab with the sorry the suda shall dog at the end of the simon. One of the shabbat brachos, but they didn't make simon for blue one. Other mitzvah, the one says mutter. So the tas is not connected to mutter. It's included in shum suda ball. So it's some say back. Our fundos on the tour said, oh, maybe this is more makel.
Could be. It's either way, it's going to be problematic. Let me read you the Bali Ashulchan for a minute. Well, you know, we have to stop in a second. Sivkot and Chof. Sivkot and Chof. The words are what? Toch Lamed Osir, the Chol Sudas Mitzvah Shabbolim. Says the Bali Ashulchan. The son of Maisei Ramad Plukta Besudas for Pris Mila Pinyan Aben. So what is he saying over here? This is Tanta the Sasri in the Ramad. Must mean Kol Sudas Mitzvah Shesh Basimcha. Can Pirish Alavush. So what does it mean? What's a Loma? Kegon, Sudas Tanoim, the Aris, and the Shemir Brochus, the Zion Mamish. All Sudas Shemaom has to do with weddings. That's what the Levush seems to say, or the.
What
could be. But he's suggesting what it means is wedding related. Wedding related. The Bo said the Ramah is still Shver. But we're out of time. But tomorrow, Shia, 11:15. Thursday schedule? I don't know when we're going to end. Don't know. So, okay. Let's go to the Shabbat.